Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, rumors.
Is there any legitimacy to the government statement saying that men should get married to two or more women, and if they don't, they are going to be facing life imprisonment? This is how crazy this is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, just listening to her explaining the situation, how crazy does that sound? But I think that is, like, the thing about rumors. The crazier they are, the more value they have as far as entertainment. So,
when we talk about rumors, it means a story or a statement in general circulation without confirmation or certainty as to facts. But what happens when that occurs? What is the proper procedure to deal with, especially in reputable news organizations and also good people out there? Do we keep sharing or enlighten others by giving the real story? So tonight on Let's Talk, as usual, we will explore this in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned.
Hey! Pants! Smoking!
And now it's time to welcome to our show my regular guest in the house, Salem. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, my other regular guest in the house,
hey,
Miss
Sunday.
Ayan. Welcome back, Ayan.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, and for the first time since we started, Let's Talk, the guru himself, welcome aboard, the one and only Yeheyes.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, sir. So, rumors is often discussed in regards to misinformation, disinformation, and a good example is the rumor sparked by an article in a Somali website, Diplomat News Network, published memo reportedly that from the Eritrean government ordered all men to embrace polygamy or risk imprisonment. Or the New York Times reports the missing Libyan jetliner story was shared more than 140,000 times. Wow. So I spoke to my colleague Ibrahim Garba from the House of Service, and I wanted to know why rumors spread like wildfire.
Yeah, you see, primarily the cause of rumor is idleness and curiosity. So when you combine the two, the result is rumor. Because people always want to listen to what somebody tells them. Whether it's a fact or not, they are always inquisitive. So idle people take advantage of such situation. Since they don't have anything to do, they manufacture stories, manufacture so-called event, so that they will entertain, as they look at it, their guests.
So people look at it as entertainment. Somebody else tell me the same thing. But we know the media today maybe takes the blame. There's so much news stories out there. Everybody has news. Every morning, newspapers are looking for stories.
Yeah.
And we have some of these stories that are really out of whack. They're not even true.
Exactly.
So why does this happen, even the newspaper getting these games like this?
Yeah, you know, the newspapers are there to make profit. They look for something that attract viewership. So in that case, they go for anything that they think can attract people. So you blame them, you don't blame them.
Trying to make money.
Yeah, in business.
It's business.
Yeah.
Okay, if you say they're in business, what about and what happened to the word that we always say that we have to be truthful, we have to be factual, as you say, good journalism? What happened to good journalism?
Yeah, there is that aspect of good journalism and social responsibility theory, which says that we should, as much as possible, try to say or disseminate information in such a way that the society is not cheated or is not harmed. So that is the aspect of our social responsibility theory. In fact, sometimes we are expected to sort of embark on or involve in self-censorship, whereby we emphasize facts, facts, the truth, mm-hmm. in such a manner that it will have positive impact on the society. In that case, we are morally okay, even though we have not tell the whole truth. You see,
but at least you're morally.
Not to talk of even embarking on rumor, mm-hmm. when you know something is actually not a fact, but it has commercial value, mm-hmm. you jump at it. It's not good.
That's the problem.
But you know, it's a capitalistic world.
I know. And we also have the social media. So people have the ability, they have the capacity to do whatever they want to do and publish any story they want because of social media.
Yeah, exactly. Because people consume such rumor. You see, you only sell where market exists. So as long as people patronize such rumor, people are just ready to disseminate them.
They jump at it.
Exactly.
Okay, Ibrahim. Oh, including myself.
Thank you, Ibrahim Garba from the House Service. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing rumors. Now, back to the studio. Let me welcome you, Hayes. What is this rumors all about? When people hear something, they like to share. And guess what? It spreads like a wildfire.
That's very true. I was telling my colleagues over here, I just said rumors. I don't know where I heard it, but the rumors are the oldest form of mass media.
Is that right?
Yes, it was. it's a way to facilitate news, be it true or not. Uh-huh. And it could be dangerous, mm-hmm. it could be helpful, mm-hmm. but rumors are not good.
They're not good, okay.
They could destroy something. I mean, what were you talking about before you were introducing us?
The
Eritrean rumors?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Seriously, I mean, that is exactly what we were asking. You know, I'm originally from Eritrea.
Okay.
And unfortunately, this hoax has been spreading like, as you said, like wildfire. And the thing is, I mean, if you see, you know, the Voice of America colleague came the Monday, Friday before this whole thing went crazy.
Right.
Came up to me and he said, you know, what do you think about this press release? It started like in a Facebook post. Mm-hmm. Is there any legitimacy to the government statement saying that men should get married to two or more women? And if they don't, they are going to be facing life imprisonment. And it goes as far as saying that if the woman prevents her husband from marrying another woman, that she would be also subject life imprisonment. This is how crazy this is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, just listening to her explaining the situation, how crazy does that sound?
Be, right.
But I think that is like the thing about rumors. The crazier they are, the, you know, the more value they have on mm-hmm. as far as entertainment. So
I know people, some friends who are buying some tickets
to go to Eritrea.
Here's the irony of all of this, though. Seriously, I think, you know, on a lighter note, you might think, okay, you know, people are so fed up with all the negative news that's coming on their way, so they want something to laugh about, you know? They want to, like, you know, laugh about something like this.
Yeah, they're having fun, you know?
Yeah, and you see the memes that were, like, inundating social media with, like, all these men, and they're using presidents to run towards. And the irony of all of this is that, on a serious note, that people from the country are running away for serious issues. So, you know, like, you know, mm-hmm. and also, like, you know, some of the commentary that was flooding social media is that there were, like, and clear messages of misogyny that we couldn't even process as women. Like, there were images of men carrying another woman as if, like, you're get one, marry one, get one free, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, all these messages that were spreading, and you could see the damage rumors can create.
And that goes back to what Yehaya said. They could be dangerous. Mm-hmm. Rumors can be dangerous.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. We can just get out of the Eritrean story and go to maybe, you know, the Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There were so many rumors about the Ebola virus, like how it contaminated mm-hmm. people. And then people just feed into that,
right.
And then the epidemic just starts flourishing instead of being contained.
Right.
So
yeah.
Rumors are...
Oh.
That's
I'm
why I said
so
they're dangerous.
Glad you raised the Ebola story, because in some parts of Africa, I think because the Red Cross cars, you know, white cars were coming into these villages, and there were rumors about how these cars were bringing in the disease, that health workers were targeted, journalists were targeted and killed. And so when these rumors are, of course, it might be fun and games when you see like social media blowing up, whatever, but right. on the ground, it could be as dangerous as people losing their lives, journalists being targeted, health workers being targeted for the wrong reasons. And once negative news spreads, it's so hard to...
It is so hard to stop. Yeah. You're right about that. That's and it. Please hold it right there. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, here in our Washington studio with Yeheya Salem and Ayan. Right now, we are discussing rumors. Some people claim that ladies like to spread rumors. Others say that is not really true. Anyway, what is the real truth? I spoke to a friend, Al Hassan, and I wanted to know his take.
Yeah, basically, people want always like something out of the ordinary. Rumors, for every rumor, there is this saying that there is truth in every rumor, that there is an underlay of truth in that. And it only takes a little bit of time to peel the layers to get to the truth. And normally that happens, the phenomenon goes like this. Normally the rumor, the issue comes out in the media or in the rumor mill, as they say, as a kind of a factoid, like half truth or untruth, so to speak, that keeps spreading until the affected party comes out in more or less in the public setting, politicians or business heads of CEOs or public figures to either, you know, confirm or deny the fact.
And still, you know, sometimes people can deny, and guess what? Keeps
yes.
going and going and going.
And going. And that
you
is
know?
When they come in again to say that they call something putting their record straight. And normally that is when people will say, oh, this really happened. This really happened. Now we're setting the record straight. I mean, the classical example is that of our own brother Bill Cosby. The whole thing started as a rumor, kind of. It's been in the rumor mill for like years, you know, until, you know, one lady had the confidence to go public on that. And then
a can of worms was opened and all that.
Exactly.
And now until the thing is in court.
Yeah. He opened the can of worm and everything became, now it's a big issue here in the media. So
yes. Thank you, Al Hassan. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing rumors. And back to the studio. Maybe you can tell me, we have ladies here in the room, two ladies and one gentleman. People love to say, you know, women love rumors and stories, especially on newspapers. They sell like crazy. But my question is, are they only selling to the ladies or to the whole general public? So anyway, you can tell me, Yeheyes, what do you think? You're the only man in the room.
No, no, you've addressed it to the ladies. Let them defend.
No, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I really don't take sides. I think men are also
complicit
in rumor mongering. So, but it's. I think it's half and half. Like okay. basically. I remember, like, can I go back to Ethiopia?
Yes, you
like,
can.
Like, they have these coffee ceremonies in Ethiopia. Coffee is very, very popular in Ethiopia. So they have, like, these coffee ceremonies where all the village ladies, like, the husbands are out farming.
Okay.
So
it's time for the ladies.
The ladies, like, they have their beautiful coffee and everything set up. And they all, the neighborhood ladies are all sitting down. Having their coffee, it's a ceremony.
Right.
So it's like, it takes time.
Okay.
So while the coffee ceremony is ongoing, while they're enjoying their coffee,
right.
the rumors start.
Well, that's where it starts.
So it's like, but that's very positive rumor. Oh, rumor okay. Monday. So like they'll probably talk about like so and so's husband was a little and it's just part of like basically networking.
You see,
in
it's
a
part
sense,
of life. It's part of life.
So, all right, you guys.
So, Colin,
I'm gonna interject.
Right?
Okay, this is a broader commentary on. Okay, this is a broader commentary.
And the husband is farming. Don't forget.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing. You see how a broader commentary of opportunity and jobs, for instance, uh-huh. if you have whether you have a certain you know, it's not gender based because okay. if you don't have you know, if you're loitering around and you don't have anything, you're always going to have like a topic to entertain yourself. Information is very powerful. Of course, you know, during those days, women most of their work was staying at home and inviting people and talking about maybe rumors or however you want to call
housework.
It. Exactly. One thing I also, I don't know how you always find provocative subjects to, you know, get my thoughts going, but the fact that that this whole notion that just because you're a certain gender that you'd be inclined or susceptible to spread a certain kind of information is very flawed premise for me mm-hmm. because so many leaders in the world and even newscasters, it's male-dominated industry, for instance, and a lot of rumors are spread. In fact, the one example that we talked about was spread by a man somewhere in the diaspora sitting in his own home, okay? And so
the Richard story, you mean?
All these big stories that caught like wildfire, like you're mentioning, were mostly also even told from a man's perspective. And So if you think about, you know, associating rumor with a certain gender, I think it's a flawed premise. But, you know, these things like what you're saying, you know, coffee ceremonies and things like that.
I was just saying how nice... Mm-hmm. In a nice setting, rumors are very good. Like,
exactly.
They just network and help each other out.
Yeah.
But, like, basically, it's, as far as I'm concerned, rumors are gender neutral, really.
Yeah.
And basically, what happens is, let's say, the rumors, like, let's go into politics, and then the rumors go out, like, Mugabe went to somewhere to get medical attention.
Yeah.
And the rumor goes, like, he's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of that's what rumor is all about. It just creates something out of nothing.
Definitely.
Creating.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the notion that women spread rumors at a greater rate than men is just, it's completely baseless. I actually wouldn't be surprised if some guy, you know, like 100 years ago, spread the rumor, you know, that women are more inclined
I
to
like
spread
that.
Rumors.
She just went meta on you.
it's completely baseless. It really doesn't make any sense if you think about it. I mean, guys talk, and that's really what rumors are, right? It's like conversation based on what's going on around them. Men do that just as much as women do.
Okay. I couldn't agree more.
You can agree more? Okay, I got you. All right. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butter here to remind you that February is Black History Month here in the United States. And starting February 1st, we will begin our Black History Month series and daily quiz. Listen every morning as we profile historical African-American and African individuals and events. You can win a special Daybreak Africa calendar and other VOA goodies by answering one of our daily Black History questions. Please send your answers to Daybreak Africa at voanews.com. You can also call us on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. We will select a winner each morning from among the correct answers.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. One writer in Huffington Post writes,
Interesting and unusual claims are often the most widely circulated articles, especially on social media. Because you say, who wants to share boring stuff? Now, Yehes, is this the time where newspapers, magazines are hungry, looking for stories? That's where rumors get along to go in these places?
Yeah, that's how they sell their newspapers. The more way out it is, the more the story is interesting. It's all about sales, basically, and they embellish it. And not only do they embellish, but the whole idea of conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff just helps sell newspapers.
And not only that, but there's a much higher demand for information than there was even like 10 years ago. I mean, we have our phones right in front of us 24/7. We are constantly looking for something to entertain us. That might be a photo on Instagram, or it might be a really interesting story on Facebook. And who cares if it's true or not? If it's interesting, it's going to keep me entertained for a couple more hours. So I think that what we're really talking about here is that demand, that hunger for information, and how much that's grown in the past decade or so.
Yeah, I would add to what you're saying. Also in the industry, in our industry as journalists right now, there's this, everything is measured. Everything, every click, every traffic that comes to these stories measured.
Oh, yeah.
And so unfortunately that has a side effect. What that means is that, some websites who don't have principles or missions that they believe in their own reliability or credibility or not have integrity in the way that they convey messages, they might be more susceptible to publishing something that would drive traffic, unfortunately. And that calls into our profession that we need to be very vigilant in verifying things and fact-checking things, and never forget that when you're doing, publishing something, that you vet it very carefully in order to convey the right message, because there's hunger for information.
And I'm just wondering, there's hunger for information, but at the same time, we have iPads, we have computers, we have iPhones, we have Facebook, we have WhatsApp, we have all these kinds of social media and media. Are we not media saturated yet?
We not only are we media saturated, but one thing you have to understand, Sunday is the print media, the Washington Post and New York, they're disappearing slowly because they're so factual and so, it's so...
They're boring.
So it's not so now.
Yeah.
And then they have like these, I see them in the grocery lines. What do you call them? The
magazine and stuff like that?
No, the ones with the title like Martian Baby Born.
We call those the gutter press.
Yeah.
Those are
selling more than...
That's a really good point, though. That's a really, really good point. Why are they selling more
than
professional journalism?
Is it because people love rumors? Do we love rumors?
Here's
or what?
The thing, though. Like, seriously, though. You could take the conversation a little bit step further.
About the Martian babies?
Why the Martian babies?
Think about it. I mean, you mentioned all this saturation. All these things that you mentioned are tools. Tools in the hands of people.
Yeah.
So maybe people have more access to convey things better than they did before.
Right.
Nothing. The principle will never change whether you're having all these things.
Yes.
These are tools.
Right.
They come and go.
Right.
We might have advanced tools now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more to a conversation that you were saying, news organizations, established, prominent organizations, including the Voice of America, they're waking up to how powerful these tools are.
Oh, yeah.
And you
oh, yeah.
see how mm-hmm. they're using these tools
they
to convey
the
right
message.
To be on
Twitter, to be on WhatsApp, to be on Facebook.
The principles will never change.
All these places
exactly.
we are available.
But even with that said, the story that we began with the Eritrea marriage rumor,
right.
that lie was shared a lot more than the correction.
I know.
So, I mean, so it's like...
So it is a lie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And also, you know...
Are you disappointed?
I need a refund on my ticket.
You will be given one, my friend.
You
get ready for it.
A lot of men out there.
You know what's so funny about this whole thing, by the way? One of the funniest things is that they were saying, oh, wait until they find out once they get in there.
That you can't even leave the country, huh?
That's what
people were saying.
Let them find out.
But people don't care. They just want to hear those rumors.
That's
true. Love rumors.
Yeah.
We are hungry for rumors. Why is that?
That's the power of information. I don't know. I think it's
that's
just it's a part of our nation.
Yeah.
It's the power of information, but I think it's just in our nature.
Yes.
I mean, it's,
and it feeds on our the weakness
exactly.
of that human emotion, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why documentaries sell less than, like, you know, Hollywood.
Hollywood
story. You know
what
I mean, like, people are just interested in interesting, weird stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. And times have changed. The generation doesn't want a lot of, like, serious stuff. I mean, like Ayan said, just a few things that entertain you, you spend a couple of hours there.
Yeah.
And, you know, people used to just sit down and read, like, the paper from back to back. I don't think anybody does that.
They don't have time for that.
But prominent news organizations are waking up to it, as I said before. So I think identifying what works for these rumors, what works, like what is the component that makes people stick to see, let's say, you know, cat videos or whatever it is, or like some polygamy rumor. What grabs people's attentions? Imagine if you use that to convey something important.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I think people are waking up to that. And you see, like, some explainer videos, like Vox.com, for instance, is doing an incredible job. All these, you know, short videos. New York Times is also applying. The Voice of America is also coming up to
that.
To package explainer stories to make it interesting for people, short and sweet. You know,
short
who
and
wants
sweet.
To
right.
sit down
and
for
and
half an hour?
It's always good to have something short
you know?
And sweet
right.
because anyway, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk. It's a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
A 15-month-old giraffe called Omo is catching the eye at a national park in Tanzania for her pale white shade. A picture of her was taken this month by the Wild Nature Institute from North Carolina. The giraffe was last spotted around the same time in 2015. The scientists say that Omo is extremely rare. It is only the second recording of the white giraffe in over the past 20 years. Tanzania's sixth largest national park has over 3,000 mammals, known for their long necks and leopard-like spots.
Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored rumors. A big thank you to my guests, Al Hassan and Ibrahim Garba from the Hausa Service. And of course, in the studio, a big thank you to Mr. Yeheyes. Welcome back. Thank
I need
you
my coming. Refund.
Hopefully you will get it, my friend. A big thank you to Salim. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Ayan,
thank
you.
Setting the record straight.
Yeah. All right. We did, I guess. We did. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the viewer announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be celebrities. Do they deserve what they get paid for? Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed.